And we never asked Baba about it or asked Baba about anything. We did not have questions for Baba. Baba is so complete, just to be with him was everything. He filled our lives absolutely to overflowing, so there was no room for asking questions, no room for books even about Baba to read or anything like that. But you know, afterwards, now that we're asked sometimes, we feel like asking. But so we heard one person telling Baba, when will you manifest? When will you release your godhood? When will it be released, manifested? That's the word that Indian translation literally comes to, release. And Baba said, it's very easy for me to release. In fact, it is more difficult for me to hold in. And then he gave an example. There again, he said it's like wind in the stomach. It's when you want to pass it, and you don't, and you hold it in, it's so uncomfortable, sometimes painful, because you have to wait for the right time and the right place before you do it. And little simple explanations like that, you know, was so much his sermons, as I call it, simple sermons. For instance, now this is what you all would love. When I was 7 years old, and you know, we have Sadra and Kasti, the Parsis have, and so when you're entitled to wear it, when you're accepted truly and formally as a Zoroastrian, there is a Navjot ceremony that the priests perform in our church, which is known as a Gyari, like the Catholics have the Holy Communion and all that in the church thing. So now there is an Agyari in Ahmadnagar, where there's the priest, there's the church, the Parsi church. My mother would bring me over to Baba when he was in Mehrabad or Nasik or wherever he was. All my holidays, I would spend with Baba, and she would also, because she would bring me along. So during, it was December time, and my mother said that as it is time for my Holy Communion, my Naucho, she will have it done in Ahmadnagar, Agyari. And I said, no, I don't want any old priest to do that to me. I want Baba who will do it. Baba's God, and Baba's got to do it for me. And my mother said, don't be silly. Maron may be God, but he's certainly not a priest. And only priests can do that. So I went to Baba and said, look what Mother says. And he said, she's right. You know, I'm not a priest. That I'm not. And he said, then Baba said to me, do you think I would allow some priest to do that now, church, for you? No, he said. You go to church, as Mother says, have the dastur do it, go in there, Gary, but it's I who will be doing it. I wouldn't allow any old dastur to do it. I will do it. So, of course, I've always believed Baba, right from the start, and you know, because I still do. But, and I took it, I said, oh, Baba's going to be there. He's going to do it. So I was in the mood, and I was happy, and there was that lacy dress I talk about, and it was great. But when I got to the Agyari, and you know, you stand on a little wooden platform, and the two priests were there before me. One had a black beard and beady black eyes, and the other had a little straggly sort of a beard and a big homely fellow who swayed and as he chanted the prayer. And the only thing I remember about my Navjot is I kept looking from one to the other. Is this Baba? No, this couldn't possibly, those beady eyes couldn't possibly be. Again, I'd look at this one very hard. My God, no, that's a bulbous nose. And look at his ears, Baba's beautiful ears. But look at it, from one to the other. I kept looking from one dastur to the other. No, I just waited to go home. And I ran straight to Baba to have a good fight with him. And I said, how could you do that? You told me that you would be there, but you weren't there. And he said, he stopped me, he said, but I was there. I said, I look so hot. Here's this guy with the big black beard, those beady eyes, here the bulbous nose. Of course it wasn't you. And he said, but of course I was there. I was it. But you didn't recognize me. You know why? I said, no, why? It's because I had on a mask. That's why you didn't recognize me.
And immediately I thought of my convent school days and how at Christmas time they would have Father Christmas. And you never knew who the Father Christmas was because he had on a mask. Oh, so that's it. And I was totally happy. And you know, Baba would satisfy even a child's question so perfectly, so wholly, that he would do that with the older ones, with the philosophers, with the village people, with the simple folk, with the literate intellectuals. On their level, they would be completely satisfied with what Baba would give. J Baba, J Baba.